He has been taught that he must fulfill his mission because it simply must be done. He asks how he could ever let himself be paid for that. Samjay says she knows that he was not only taught, but that he had to learn everything for himself, often under dangerous situations and strenuous conditions. However, his mission is a most worthwhile one, for which he should be suitably rewarded and honored. His world is materialistic and he must reflect its nature, whether he wants to or not. She suggests that he put a governor above him in these concerns and suggests Mr. Jacob in Wetsicon to keep his financial interests for him. Maya says that her desire is honorable, but he is no baby. He will let Mr. Jacob do this if he wants to. Group financial concerns, impulses of truth. Samjay shows Maya a secure area where he should build a center. Maya explains that there are many difficulties involved in doing this. First, a suitable site must be found and then the cost of up to 500,000 Swiss francs must be provided. She assures him that the concept is so reasonable, that it will ease the way for him. In addition, they will send out impulses with the reasons for it to all those who could help with financial matters. The impulses will enable them to recognize the truth and necessity of the undertaking. No coercion will be done because they all must decide for themselves of their own free will. Figure, guidance advice given by the pledgeron. 2 weeks later, Mayer expresses concern over raising the necessary capital needed to purchase the land for the center. Samjay says that he should not trouble himself about this, for these concerns are not his alone. Since he does not understand such things, he should allow the basic tasks to be performed by the group and allow them to regulate the concerns. They are likely to do the right thing. The decisions of each person must be left up to them. She is not allowed to interfere in a coercive manner with their decisions. Although the pledgerons cannot assist financially, their advice in all matters can be trusted, including the building of the center. If they were to help him financially, then it would conjure up a great danger where everyone would no longer trouble themselves to accomplish anything. Their fighting spirit would become lame. Eventually, they would be burdened with the constant hope that they would surely assist in every misery. People must remain willing to confront problems themselves. As a result, the group must be willing to purchase the land, build the center, and fight for everything all by themselves. Only by having everyone committed and belonging to the undertaking, will they be successful. If the purchase of the land should fail, then this would result in the collapse of all possibilities and destinations for the next century. This would cause Earth mankind to take the path of destruction and spiritual evolution would stagnate once more because too many fanatical groups would exercise sectarian control. A failure would also mean that the predetermined incarnations would have to fail, resulting in confusion among initiated ones. Because of this, he must strive to purchase the land in every way possible, to build according to their instructions, and accomplish everything else. He should allow nothing to discourage him because this is important for the lives of everyone in the group presently as well as later when the rebirths begin. Life will be very hard and troublesome for everyone during the next 7 years, but they must not allow themselves to become discouraged. In spite of the difficulties to acquire the necessary funds, Samjay assures him that they will achieve their goal when everyone decides affirmatively and treats everything properly. This will be to everyone's benefit. Maya expresses concern that members may not arrive soon enough to the center and is assured that when all runs in unison as provided, then time will be sufficient. He is calmed by this. She says that they care for him and will give all necessary advice. They will also provide guidance for his community so that a peaceful social life will be possible for all. Step by step, they will have success in the future which will force away all negative concerns that will be constantly conjured against them. But for now, he must make certain that they succeed because this is of urgent importance for everyone and he should not allow himself to be influenced by any negative affairs. Everyone, with few exceptions, are conscious of the importance of their success. Mayer is permitted to know who the exceptions are, but he must conceal their names because they could suffer from being discredited. Samjace asks Maya to convey her thanks and love to the group, for their efforts will bear good fruit. Next headline is, people. Important people to Maya's mission. Maya asks how he would be able to reveal the truth to people and is told to have no worries because he belongs to a circle of thinking human beings who will help him. Samjace tells him the names and addresses of 7 people and says that he can never reveal them to anyone else. She assures him that these 7 individuals will be sufficient. Hans Jacob. Possibility of allowing Mr. J. to be informed. Maya expresses concern about the strong beliefs of some of his acquaintances. Samjace tells him that she cannot prohibit contact with anyone, but she does recommend excluding people from important things until they have found their spiritual way, such as the chance of realizing her ship. Exceptions are, of course, not excluded when she recognizes an individual to be suited. The possibility for such an exception exists for Maya's acquaintance, Mr. J, because he has experienced many changes which enhance his spiritual development. Unfortunately, this is not sufficient for a complete disclosure of matters that she must exclude from him. She does not know what his potency is for spiritual development or recognize his ability to change his spiritual standards. He works hard within himself, but he fights a very hard fight against himself and this will increase even more. Maya is delighted by her change of opinion of Mr. J. since their last contact. She explains that Mr. J. has undergone a lot of changes within himself since then that others normally need years to accomplish. The reason why it has happened now so suddenly is because of religions that have torn him around for his entire life. He has been misled by heresies, recognized mistakes, and has developed a sound distrust which represents his way of searching for the truth. She says that this will become apparent to both of them tomorrow when Mr. J. will be pushed to develop his basic spiritual character. Because of this, she has looked into the future in order to consider some facts in his development. Tomorrow will not be easy for Mr. J. because his feelings will go in many ways. The future told her that he would arrive tomorrow afternoon in order to review the 12th contact report, which Maya will give to him and they will discuss some things. She tells Maya that he is not allowed to tell Mr. J. what she has said for at least 14 hours after their talk so that he can digest the matters in the report. Mr. J. has occupied himself intensively with their matters. Some thoughts have vanished from him and his thoughts were unconsciously directed at her, which she realized. This caused her to penetrate his thoughts and reached perceptions about him. She noticed that he needs a certain amount of time in order to elaborate on all things. She also noticed that he needed a longer time to elaborate on the sighting of her ship in the morning of April 20th, but he is still fighting his feelings about it. She tells Maya that they can grant him their full confidence because he is absolutely loyal and worthy of their confidence in him. But, it will be some time before they can disclose everything to him. This does not mean that she does not trust him because he is far higher spiritually developed than others in Maya's group. Eavesdropping on Maya's talk with Mr. J. Maya asks why Samjace has eavesdropped on his conversation with Mr. J. When she explained that Maya should make known to him about certain things in regards to her negative impressions of him, Maya says that these things were worthy of Mr. J, since he has learned from them. She says that, because of his attention at her, this caused her to investigate his thoughts and she was subsequently interested in their talk together. She was really amused and joyful about the expressions of Mr. J, even though there was a certain sting to his words which were truthful. She will not view his actions in the future as she does not wish to penetrate into his innermost matters. She asks Maya to convey her thanks because he understands that even her life form needs evolution and makes mistakes, which he excuses and does not repudiate her faulty actions. Maya thanks her and says that Mr. J. will surely enjoy her words very much. Matters regarding HJ and woman visiting Maya. As previously agreed, HJ will arrive tomorrow at Maya's home with an earthly woman. Within certain points, she is far advanced in her development. Sam Jace says that she investigated and discovered some things about the woman in respect to her abilities and her perception of the truth. She walks on paths of truth that are, in many ways, unclear and connected to heresies. This has resulted in things that are strange to reality and not real. These things especially apply to religion and are connected to the heresy of deity and spiritual progress. She has fallen for unreal acceptances in regards to spirit, soul, and body. Sam Jace recommends that Maya be careful with her and explain this to her. Although she will not be able to accept it at first, a certain amount will remain with her. The most wicked heresy within her is of religious interpretations that causes her to go backwards in her search for the truth and is unable to see the real truth. Religion is deadly, enslaving of the spirit, and hampers humanity from finding the basic truth. He is asked to explain that she should not think religiously if she wants to find the truth. Comments on the character of H.J. In matters regarding H.J., Sam Jace has endeavored to learn of his personal perceptions and has found that he has a desire to be arbitrary and is inclined to advocate for old-fashioned heresies. It is very difficult for him to consider the truth and doubts it for being right. Many old heresies are very powerful inside him, which hamper him from proceeding towards the truth. Sam Jace asks Maya to advise him to trouble himself very much for the newly offered spiritual lessons and stay positive. He may turn himself over to their contact person for useful discussions for her knowledges of truth and prophetic greatness. The instructions will not be easy, but of great value. He should endeavor to fight against being arbitrary and observe their issued orders. If he does not follow this, then they will have to dispense with his cooperation. But, if he deliberates within the proper forms of the truth, then he will embody a very worthy member for their mission. Ilse von Jacobi's manuscript about Maya. In response to the stated desire by Mrs. von Jacobi for a personal contact, Sam Jace says that would be impossible. This is also impossible for any other Earth human except Maya. When she wants to discuss any matters with her, then she must do it through him and he will transfer her reply. Sam Jace says that there are other things in her letter which are not clear to her. In regards to the manuscript that she has written, Sam Jace acknowledges all of the work that has gone into it and recommends that it be printed. But, she has changed the words of many things and made them to suit her way of thinking and being. But, this is not disadvantageous. This will not be a book for the initiated ones, but for the broad public. The material presented and elaborated by her is analogous and of worth. For this, Ilse should be given praise even though she often searches for mistakes in Sam Jace's explanations because she is unable to understand certain explanations since they are not a part of her field of knowledge. Maya says that this is good praise that she should surely enjoy. Mr. K, reason for his depression and behavior. Maya asks Quetzal if he has found out anything concerning his colleague K. And he is told that his behavior can be traced back to his own negative psychic influence and is not in relation to any outstanding negative influences. It is based on a nearly pathological and unreasonable opinion about his professional activities. He should balance himself in this respect and arrange his time accordingly. The plagiarians must also perform their daily work. But, their time for performing their mission on Earth is much higher taxed than for others on their home world or for people on Earth. They normally spend 16 earthly hours each day with their work and often more than that. Gloria Lee. A booklet by Gloria Lee has some value. Maya asks Sam Jace if she knows anything about a book that has been written by Gloria Lee. She says that she knows about a manuscript that has been written and has reached worldwide publication. In general, it involves a worthy scripture which he should read and study even though it will not offer anything new for him. But, it also includes things that are strange and not true, especially those points that concern godly spheres. However, its scripture is generally good and recommendable for humans that are searching for a way to the truth. For higher developed forms, it is worthless, but interesting. It was the sole product of the writer and was not inspired. Sam Jace says that a guide for the understanding of the text would be proper. Maya thanks her and says that a member of his group has copied the booklet because it was thought to be good. He asks if it should be spread carelessly. Samjace gives her approval under the condition that a guide for the understanding of it be provided. Maya agrees to discuss this with the others and compose a written guide. Analysis of Gloria Lee's book. Maya says that Gloria Lee's book refers to creatures from Saturn, Uranus, and other planets. He asks Samjace if any forms of life are living there. She says that she has found only evil nonsense in her books, scriptures and works. They refer to living forms of nothing in reality and embody nothing more than degenerated fantasy creatures. There really are living forms that exist on other planets, but they are completely different and have never contacted people of Earth. Quetzal reiterates about Gloria Lee's book. Samjace tells Maya that Quetzal, who is the highest leader of all their stations in this system, wants to discuss with him an event within his group. Quetzal says that they have received different uncontrolled thoughts from members of his group, which he objects to. They concern transmissions by Samjace about the scriptures by Gloria Lee. She explained very clearly that the booklet was to be diffused with an appropriate introduction added to it. But, the script has started to be spread without the added introduction. This now throws a bad aspect onto the truth and gives people wrong impressions and new heresies. Gloria Lee was never in contact with any other living forms and her whole writing represents her own thoughts and fantasies. By not obeying their demands, the truth becomes further endangered and new untruths diffused. The person that has diffused this script was H.J. The thoughts of this person are inclined towards arbitrary and unjustified doubts and are unable to accept certain offered lessons. Because of his steady doubting, arbitrary nature, and questioning of the most important lessons of the spirit, he is not to be associated with their mission. He tells Maya that they have their reasons for this determination and their wishes ought to be observed. Maya mentions how Quetzal engaged himself during their prior contact. He is told by Samjace that this one time was necessary because of an absurd thing that had risen in his group. In spite of the fact that she had previously stated that Gloria Lee's book should only be diffused with an introduction of detailed explanations, this was not complied with it. This good literature for uninformed people represents a danger without the necessary explanations. Martin Sorge and Mara, friends of Maya. Samjace assures Maya that, in the beginning of next week, his wife will change for the better. There will arise two new friends for them of uncommon love and sincerity. When Maya asks who they will be, she says that he should allow himself to be surprised so that he will be even more delighted. She only tells him that there will be a man and woman with first names that begin with M. They are very much worthy of loving and they complement each other well. He will discover who they are when they arrive Monday morning. Tua cautions Maya to not be carried away by too much enjoyment because cosmic influences are very aggressive now and he will have a hard struggle with them until the middle of next year. His dear friends, Martin and Mara, will inform him about this in greater detail. This time will be very troublesome and full of danger. As a result, he should be very careful and deliberate everything thoroughly as he was advised by Samjace. Maya tells Tua that he relays very kind greetings from Martin and Mara, as well as from all of the others. For Samjace, he conveys a most hearty salute from his dear friends in Munich. Tua expresses delight in being able to receive these greetings in person. He asks Maya to convey to them his delight, love, and thanks. Samjace also asks him to express her feelings to them as well. Martin Sorge previous incarnation connection. Samjace says that Martin is extraordinarily thorough in his profession, well informed, and pleasantly excels from the normal mass. She cautions Maya to not speak of his connection with Martin. She says that she knows about their connections, causes, and effects. They have been predetermined for a long time as with the future. Maya says that she is very secretive and asks why she has never told him about this. She says that he should not know certain facts in advance. If he were to know them, then his world of feelings would suffer from it because he would prepare himself for them as he usually does. 2-page letter from Martin Sorge and Mara. Mayus says that he has received a 2-page letter from Martin and Mara and asks if he could read it to Semjace. She agrees and he says the title is, Thoughts About the Sentient Life of the Plegeron. After reading the letter aloud, he asks her about 2 questions that are presented. She already answered the question about the symbolic sign for error, but the second one concerns the control of gravitational forces. She says that she is happy to answer their questions to the best of her ability. Mayer asks Semjace to evaluate a man named Defo. Mayer says that he has a problem with a man named Defo which he has spoken of before. He asks about which position of development that he can be counted on, which main and sub position that he can join, and requests more information about him. Semjace says that she will only explore his mental position and his mode of thinking, but nothing more. She says that he must have patience because this will require some time. She will comply with his request as soon as possible and transmit the results telepathically. Publisher Carl Veit wants to visit Mayer. Mayer says that Mr. V wanted to come for a visit on July 2nd with his wife and possibly other people. He asks Semjace what she thinks about it. She says she has unfortunately not followed the matter enough. But, she is aware that many people have changed their minds for the better and will be helpful for their mission. These things are not foreseeable because there are important things that are still decisive. The most decisive point is a strong religious influence, which certain persons must overcome for their own recognition of the truth. Semjace says that she is delighted to learn that these first steps are occurring. She is only able to tell the future about really important things. For these matters, they must allow a free course and let the future work. In this case, different people direct their thoughts onto the right trails and find themselves exploring concepts of the truth. They must neither use coercion nor reveal the facts of the future to influence this. That would cause the foretold future to be altered and then it would be of no use to them. Contact with Carl and Annie V. Et will occur soon. Semjace says that during the last few days, a lot of work has been prepared for Mayer to undertake in a short while. He is to calmly educate a group of people and enlighten them. In a few days, he will receive correspondence for a contact from Wiesbaden, Germany. The Plegerons had to prevent the first chance for this contact because there was not enough time for their work. There is now ample time, but unexpected events could change the plans. Nevertheless, they are hopeful of success this time. Mayer is told that he will have no easy task. Although they are very tolerant and open-minded, they are captured by certain matters. They will cause a lot of trouble for him because they are possessed by the most wicked charlatans and deceivers. He will have to use his best forces because these people are very important for the spreading of the real truth. Mayer asks if she wants to make hell hot for him. She says no, but he will find out soon enough about what she has been talking about. Annie Veit's work deemed highly by Plegerons. Mayer tells Semjace that Mr. and Mrs. Veit have asked him to find out how she and others judge their work. Semjace says that they have devoted very much work to this. They have suffered many offenses and intrigues and have proceeded with their endeavors very far and have accomplished good success. The Plegerons consider their work very highly and recommend it. They deserve very great approval. But regretfully, their beliefs in the falsities of religion have caused them to be misled by certain deceiving elements. She says they should endeavor for understanding and clear up these matters. Mayus says that the Veit family is convinced that the certain deceiving elements are not guilty of deceit and asks what she means by this. Semjace says that they have recorded his long talks with them and she is very well informed about everything. As she explained to him before, he will be in a very difficult position. This will continue as those he talks with are very understanding, generous, and compliant. But, they are influenced too much by certain misleading facts which have a negative influence on everything. For a long time, different groups have observed and controlled him while evil-minded elements endeavor to cause intrigues against him. Certain circles are working to accuse him of lies and deceit because the truth is starting to become damaging to them. So, he is cautioned to exercise caution in every respect. Next headline, center. Mayor, told to look for a new home. When Mayor states that he has no more money to pay his last accounts of December, Samjay tells him that she knows of his problems and that he should be patient as there are things in the running that will help him. But, she says that his situation will become even worse when, in the middle of next year, he must search for another place to live because someone wants to do evil things to him and another person fears him. Mayor says that he does nothing to harm anyone and is told that certain people fear the truth and are unable to bear having been deceived. They fear that he could make public their silliness and they seek self-protection. But, when he moves somewhere else, then they logically think that he could no longer disclose their stupidity. He says that this had been foreseen, but Samjay tells him that this knowledge is only for him and his family. She reminded Mayor that Askit had said in 1956, his family life would be calmer around the end of 1975. This event, along with another place to live, is only a part of that. She assures him that life will become better. Mayor to move from Hinwil to Hintishmidruti. Mayor asks what will happen in 1977 and is told that he will move to a new home at Hintishmidruti on April 7, 1977. He is also told about his difficult and troublesome work in the following years. Mayor is surprised and takes notice of this. He is admonished to keep silent about it. Samjay tells Mayor that he must slowly search for a suitable location where he can protect himself and the others. In 1975, she spoke to him about a center for which he must now look for. She shows him some areas to look in that are safe from earthquakes, volcanoes, and nuclear war and tells him to settle somewhere in three areas and build up a center. Hintishmidruti house and property up for sale. Mayor excitedly tells Samjay that they had discussed about the center to be built last Saturday and now, like a flash out of nowhere, he received the thought about some land that would fit which he had forgotten about. He explained this to the others and they telephoned the owners who said that the house would be available in a week and that it was for sale. Samjay said that she wanted to assist him a bit. She located the house and realized that he should buy it, so she telepathically reminded him of it and urged him to pursue it. It is the most suited place for them to build a center, which they will teach them to build. Mayor suspected her of this, but wonders how they are going to pay for everything. She tells him that when they are clear about the coming events, they will all want to provide for this life as well as their next lives and will know how to collect the necessary capital. Some of his group know enough already, that they will share decisively in this project and be able to buy the land and build the center. Hintishmidruti land, to be bought in spring 77. Samjay explains to Mayor that the properties at Hintishmidruti would be bought with help from the free interest in Gemeinschaft in the spring of 1978 and would be built up for a center in spite of great difficulties, intrigues, and betrayals in the group. Mayor says that he will explain this to the others. Mayor expresses concern about being able to buy the property since he has no money left and getting money from a bank is impossible. He asks what to do and if she could help somehow. Samjay tells him that he thinks illogically. He should think about the work that he has performed so far in a gratis manner for all of mankind. This is much more than they have expected from him and which no one can match in value. As a result, he should not trouble himself because he is not able to contribute financially for the property. He has already given many times more than all of the others could ever give. He has received much help during the last few months from their common friends like Jacobus, Guido, Elsa, Ingelbert, and others who have enabled them to develop to the present state. Without their help, all of their plans would have been ruined, especially those of the incarnation process. Mayor is told to not worry about the raising of capital for these are not his concerns alone. Chapter 4. Plegirans, Pleiadians. Era. Plegiran home planet. 254 stars in the Taurus constellation. The home planet of the Plegiran race is located in the Taurus constellation, which contains 254 stars and planets. There are other constellations with even larger numbers. Taygeta, Plegiran Sun, in Pleiades system. The Plejurans call the star of their solar system Tegit. The home planet of Era has a similar diameter as that of Earth. Era, one of nine planets in the Tegit system, dot 400 million humans. The home planet of the Plejurans is called Era and it belongs to the solar system of Tegit along with nine other planets.